MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. New Mexico Department of Health providing $422,000 grant for a homeless outreach mobile engagement team in Chavez County to give services to people experiencing homelessness in a central location. The home team consists of trained professionals, including medical personnel, harm reduction specialists, community health workers, and social workers, all collaborating in span of one block. Last Wednesday, the team held their first pop-up event with multiple resources combined in one place, including an emergency response vehicle to assess blood pressure and handle other first aid needs. The team handed out food, hygiene bags, and a list of community partners. In the span of 2 hours, 17 people are receiving care, including two medical consultations and two health tests. Well, memorial services announced for former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Two-term governor died in his sleep at the age of 75 September 1st at his summer home in Chatham, Massachusetts. These events will be open to the public to pay their respects. On Wednesday of next week, he'll be lying in state. It takes place at the New Mexico Capitol Rotunda, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then Thursday, Mass of Christian Burial at Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi, as well as Thursday, a reception at the New Mexico Capitol Rotunda hosted by the state's governor. A woman police say fatally shot a man at a drive-by shooting last month will remain behind bars pending trial. Following a nearly two-hour-long hearing in New Mexico's 5th Judicial Court in Chavez County, the judge sided with prosecutors and granted a motion by the Office of the District Attorney to keep 37-year-old Sheila Padilla in pretrial detention. Though Padilla does not have a history of felony convictions, the judge and the Chavez County Chief District Attorney noted that at the time of the August 21st shooting and claimed the life of 45-year-old Christopher Herrera, she was on conditions of release in two other cases. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.